A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, and this step is mine. This is my journey.
On the road to Carmel. Today is the day of my psychological evaluation with Dr. Joseph Stoat. Mom and Dad said that he's a really cool guy and I shouldn't be too awfully worried or upset or anything, that he's just gonna, you know, man. Since they redid all this stuff over here, it's kind of hard to find the exit that I need. I'm on I-70 right now, waiting to get onto the exit that takes me to 465 North, that then takes me to exit 31. I could go hit Meridian Street through downtown and just go straight up, but I'm not going to do that. Hit too many lights. So, they recently redid all of these roads over here by the airport. I mean, it's nice. The traffic flows a lot clearer, but if you're trying to get somewhere quick, it kind of gets a little confusing. So it took me a few tries. I want to thank everybody who's been so supportive of this podcast and of me throughout this whole ordeal. If you didn't hear it on East Radio when I was talking with Madge, 6-1 vote. I will be getting laid off at the end of the year. But that isn't going to stop me. Oh, no. It's going to take a lot to get this girl down. A lot. You know, but, you know, granted, it hurt. It hurt a lot. But, you know, you deal with it and life goes on. Life has to go on. I do have a lot of teachers and a lot of parents especially pulling for me, because and that just makes me feel really good. It really does. That, you know, the parents really dig what I'm doing with their kids as far as, you know, instruction and being in the lab with them and all the cool stuff I do with the kids. And the kids tell their parents that they like what they're doing. And I've had parents call me. I've had parents emailing me and thanking me for what I do with the kids. And I just wish, you know, six people could see that. Well, 8 if you count 2 other people. Okay, here's my exit right here. 465 North, 574 West. Now, this area I'm entering into on I-70 is called the Spaghetti Bowl. why is it called the Spaghetti Bowl? Because if you look at it, like, aerially, if you go up in a helicopter and you look, like, straight down, it looks like 4 huge bowls put together. I've heard it called the Spaghetti Bowl. I've also heard it called the Cloverleaf, because it resembles a clover leaf also. But this curve is tricky. It's a really steep curve here. Hang on. Funny story. Anytime when I was a kid, we'd have to go to Indy and have to take this exit, my dad would take it kind of fast and it would scare the shit out of my mom. It was so funny. She would be hanging on for dear life to something in the car and going, "Charles Sanford, blah, 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 God, stop that." It was so funny hearing mom freak out because dad would take the exit fast enough to scare her. All right, here we go. Speed up a little bit before I get drivers looking at me like I'm a goon. getting so many wonderful emails from listeners and support from my ever-growing list of tech buddies, and I'm going to share with you some of the stories that I've been receiving since I started doing the journey in a special episode that I'll be doing after this one. I got a chance last night to talk with a very, very special person in my life. He's been my best friend for over 20 years. We met back in the 80s when he and I were both in elementary school, and we've been friends ever since. I love the man to death. I call him my brother by another mother, and he refers me to the same. He calls me his sister by another mother. And because we're that tight. I mean, this man knows me better than Wade, better than my husband. I mean, he and I are just that tight. And when you have a friendship like that, you never want to let it go. And I told him, as a matter of fact, he was the one who got me into the radio business. He's going to be back in town next week. He lives up in Kenosha, which is about an hour and a half away from Chicago. But he's coming back to town next week because he does a newspaper. He does a newspaper called the Clay County Journal. And you can check out the Clay County Journal under our Tech Buddies list on my site at grillandtech.com. And he has a paper that has to be sent to press this week. Actually, no, not this week, by the end of the month. So he's coming back to town, and he and I are going to hang out, and we're going to do a special simul podcast of The Girl on Tech and The Journey, and we're just going to, you know, it's going to kind of be like the MTV Chronicles, but I think a little more funny. Sorry, Adam, I love you, but there's only so much of that I can take. Oh, my load here. Oh, I hate 465. Ah! But, you know, I'll take 465 on a weekend better than, like, 8 o'clock in the morning on a weekday, because this can get really, really tricky if you're taking 465 in the early morning, because it's crowded and it just really sucks. But like I said earlier, I've been getting so much love and so much support from you guys. And words can't express, you know, how happy that makes me. You know, a lot of you out there are feeling what I'm feeling. A lot of you are actually planning your own surgeries now, or are going through the evaluation process, and you're following this journey along with me. And that, I guess that lets me know that I'm doing something right, you know, for once. But as far as the job front goes, I wouldn't worry about old me. I wouldn't worry about little old me at all, because I'm going to bounce. I'm going to bounce. I always have bounced. You know, granted, it's going to hurt last day of school when I leave those kids, knowing who I'm leaving them in the hands of. But there's not really a whole lot I can do about that. So I have to, you know, trust in a higher power that there's a better calling somewhere out there for me. And I hope he shows me that route. But I know he will. I know he will. And I'll probably tell the story again, but it's so kind of nice that I'm going to tell it now. I was instant messaging with one of our tech buddies, Michael Butler, of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. You know, and he was telling me, you know, that he was really digging the journey and how I was coming about doing that. And I was telling him what was going on with me as far as the job situation goes. And he said, well, if you don't get this, how are you going to pay for it? And he said, can you, like, second mortgage your house or something. And said, well, Wade and I kind of rent the house, so that's kind of a problem there. And he said, you know what, Jen? If I could start up a fund, I'd do it for you, because this has just been a moving thing. And, you know, for someone, you know, out in California who's, you know, willing to walk this mile with me. I mean, Michael Butler, if you're listening to this, I love you, man. I love you, man. And I will share my Miller Lite with you. I'm sorry. I'm not a Heineken girl. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like Heineken. I'm sorry. Steve Dembo, you know, another one of our tech buddies from Teach 42. He's going through a little bit of a job crisis right now himself. But he actually told me one time that his wife never listened to a podcast. His wife won't even listen to his podcast. But she listened to mine. And that's, you know, that's cool as hell. That's cool as hell. But, you know, like, I'll probably, you know, go through this whole spiel again because I'm so freaking absent-minded, it's ridiculous. A lot of people, you know, don't get it. I'm probably going to get the hate mail for this, but I'm a big subscriber to Dr. Phil McGraw. And if you read one of his books, he mentioned something called the 10 Laws of Life. And law number one is something I use in my class, my teaching philosophy a lot. And I'm starting now to kind of incorporate it into, you know, daily life things. His number one law of life is you either get it or you don't. A lot of you out there are getting what I'm talking about, and you're letting me know. But a lot of people out there are just being, you know, they don't get it. And, you know, I don't expect you to. I don't expect you to get it until you know what it feels like to be a heavy-set person in a thin-minded world. Because this job situation right now is scaring the shit out of me. It is scaring the shit out of me. And I will tell you why it is. Because people out there, they see people my size, they think dumb. They think stupid. They think incompetent. They don't care that I have a Bachelor of Science degree from Indiana State University. They don't care that I have 12 years of broadcasting experience that started when I was 16 years old. They don't care. They see me at 273 pounds. They think I'm stupid and can't do the job. Plus, I get so irritated sometimes. And I know some people mean well. I really do. Am I still recording this? Yes. Okay, good. Now I'm checking to see if my own record, my own stuff's still going. They tell me, oh, Jen, you look fine. Oh, Jen, you carry your weight so well. You don't need this. You look so pretty. Okay, what part of 57-inch hips don't you understand? What part of that? I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to say this. I know I'm a hottie. I know I'm sexy as hell. I've got a man at home that will make love to me with the lights on. He doesn't care how big I am. He loves me for me. And I'm the luckiest damn woman in the world to have that. I am the luckiest damn woman in the world to have the man that I have in my life. But I am doing this strictly and for no other reason but my health. That's the number one reason my parents did this, for their health. My mother is a type 2 diabetic. She has not taken one drop of insulin in a year because of the weight loss. This has, for all intents and purposes, cured her of her diabetes. She is no longer dependent on taking 5 units of insulin every day. That doesn't rule her life anymore. My father was close to 400 pounds. He wore 2 different knee braces. He was on 10 different pain medications. Some for arthritis, some for chronic pain. He was on high blood pressure medication. He was on painkillers. Not anymore. Not anymore. He walks with no pain. He has not worn any of those ever-loving knee braces in a year. He can run around and play with my nephew now. He never could do that when he was big. And you have no idea how much that makes my heart happy to know that they're doing this so they can spend a few extra years on this planet with each other, and with me, and with my brother, and with their grandkids, and their family. It makes my heart happy to know that. And I want that for me. I want that for myself. I'm tired all the time. I am constantly sick. My knees are starting to give, and my back has always hurt. I mean, I've had chronic back issues ever since I was a child because of overactive growth spurt. My lower back could never catch up with the rest of me because of my growth spurt. I could easily grow like 2 inches in a month, and my lower back never could catch up. I am looking forward now, if this goes, to having my quality of life quadruple. You know, my health is going to improve. My overall outlook on life is going to improve. The bonus icing on the cake is I'm going to look hot as hell doing it. I am going to look hot as hell doing it. I am going to look hot as hell doing it. But, you know, that's still a little bit of ways away. And, like I said, you know, this isn't over for me. I've invested too much into this fight to just throw both hands up in the air and say give up. I'm not gonna do that. I owe my life too much. I owe it too much now to give up. And I can't do that, and I refuse. I straight up refuse to do it. I'm gonna stand up and say, I want my life. I want my life back. I want it back. I want it back. But I'm gonna stop now very quick and get coffee. I've made a little bit of headway. I'm making some pretty good time. My appointment isn't until 9 a.m. and it's now 8:01 now. So I'm going to stop and treat myself to some coffee, And next time we turn the Dale Pod back on, we will be in the offices of Dr. Joseph Stout.
So, can anybody download it and listen to it?
Yeah, then? Anybody can download, anybody can listen to it. I have it available as an automatic download through a special feed.
What's the website of this?
It's at, I can actually show you
sure.
if you have an internet connection.
Sure.
The podcast is called The Journey, and it's on my website. This is my brother right here.
Is it really?
This is my brother right here. This is my nephew.
My brother is pretty bad.
Yeah, he's muscular and he's thin.
And that's his son?
That's his son, my Hunter. Let's see, what's my tech show?
Great. Did you bookmark it? Just
sure.
Just add it to favorites.
Sure.
Great. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, and
I'll tell you, I've got such high hopes for the for doing.
Because people have left comments for me. They've been extremely supportive. This
okay.
In episode 5, this is when I made the I told about being the layoff. Because it was the same day I found out about the layoff, and there was one that I wanted to show you. Because right here on 3, I found Carney Wilson's surgery webcast,
okay.
And I watched the whole
oh
thing for the
God,
first time,
really?
And I commented on it.
Really? That's on the web?
That is on the web. Yeah. Where is that? Like right here, the journey episode 1.
Now, do you train the kids at school to do this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I would love to, but there's one on here where I got some really nice comments from
really?
A lot of people. Right here. Right here, too. Like, that's one of the stories that I got. And I've gotten emails from other people who have told me their story and thanked me for doing this.
That's wonderful. That's really cool. Well, that's a great way to cope. That really is. It's an excellent way. I've got a lot of high hopes that I'm hoping this program is going to expand more into the in that direction.
Yeah.
I don't think the stress eating, I think that's something you're going to be able to manage. If you
okay.
can't manage it, you've got the first two options would be to go to talk to somebody who's a cognitive behavioral specialist, the psychologist
okay.
who could instruct you on stress management techniques. You said wired is how you So relaxation is really important to you. You know,
yes.
It's a skill that you want to work on and get really good at.
Yeah.
You could always even go to medication, you know, like an antidepressant, because they can be extremely effective in,
mm-hmm.
you know, dampening down emotional reactivity. So you've got those two options. I think you're an excellent surgical candidate. The only thing I would advise you to do is to get some exercise in to prepare for this surgery, because
okay.
it can be extremely helpful. The folks like you are the ones who do the absolute best with all this, because you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've still got your health. You haven't suffered some
yeah.
of the things that some of the older folks have, and you have the ability to just transform your life tremendously. So you're an excellent candidate. get some exercise.
Right.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions or concerns?
No. You wouldn't mind if I posted some of this to...
No. Go right ahead.
All right. Good. Yeah, because I was surprised when episode 2, when Mom and I were up here to do the evaluation, I told Dr. Carter Abbott about me doing like this, and he said, "That's really cool. That's really cool."
Good. 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 Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I'm delighted that you informed me about that. Thank you very much.
No problem. You can download any one of those.
Great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful.